Headline: The State of Crypto is a Million Dildos Who Think They're Interesting. Published at 2:53 p.m., August 8, 2025. The latest cringe-inducing crypto story to be plastered across mainstream media is that a group of grown children calling themselves investors have been throwing green dildos onto WNBA courts to try to meme their way to relevance. This style of crypto bro enthusiasm isn't new, of course. Since Dogecoin was created in 2013, there's been some level of virality to most tokens and coins being spun up and spit out. But the cowardice, malice, and pathetic childish humor currently on display plumbs previously unseen depths of miserable incel, involuntary celibate, behavior. I used to feel a sense of pride covering crypto, uncovering scams, calling out fraudsters, criticizing the worst offenders, discussing disappearing exchange owners, and interviewing Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, however, the industry appears to consist almost entirely of scams, fraudsters, losers, and criminals. Read more. UK street gang launders drug funds with Memcoin. Report crypto as a tool. There are still arguments to be made for the usefulness of many cryptocurrency tokens. Privacy coins like Monero and pseudo-private coins with high volume that can be mixed like Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH, can be used by dissidents, journalists, and others who are being unfairly persecuted. There's also the concept that speculation, even if not always necessary or useful, is also a reasonable and tangible use case for cryptocurrencies. However, I now find it not just difficult, but disheartening and depressing to see individuals trying to justify millions of completely useless tokens in more and more deplorable ways. No, your green dildo token wasn't intended as a commentary on the state of crypto, as you falsely claimed. No, you aren't strong supporters of the WNBA, trying to bring positive attention to the sport. You're liars, you're cowards, and in a few weeks, when no one gives a shit about your coin or your pitiful antics, you won't be remembered at all. And that's the best possible outcome. In a more just world, the scumbags you've hired or incentivized to throw sex toys at WNBA players would be tried in a court of law for criminal mischief. My fingers remain crossed that this occurs. Polymarket and the new innovations crypto has wrought. Unfortunately, it's not only the progenitors of the green dildo token who have attempted to capitalize on being childish douchebags. Betting markets have been opened on Polymarket to determine if and when the next dildo will be hurled onto a WNBA court. And hundreds of thousands of dollars are being wagered. These are hardly betting markets at this point, being more reminiscent of when Polymarket was gambling on if and when the Southern California fires would reach Santa Monica. These aren't people making simple bets. They're incentivizing criminal behavior and are far more reminiscent of assassination markets than casinos. This is the current state of crypto. The biggest fans and users aren't trying to innovate or come up with transformative use cases. They're children hurling sex toys at people who are trying to do their jobs as professional athletes. It isn't funny, it isn't interesting, and it most definitely isn't useful. Read more. Crypto traders talking to lawyers over Polymarket's Zelensky suit. Bet incels are bad. Financially incentivized incels are worse. The ability for these incels to both earn an income and propagate their horrifying message is alarming. Indeed, people are laughing and egging on straight-up sexual harassment, pretending that it's acceptable. It isn't. And providing these individuals with money and a bullhorn for the message that women, from professional athletes to stay-at-home moms, are there to be laughed at, made fun of, harassed, and ridiculed will only lead to worse, more threatening behavior from more and more unstable men. On a personal note, I want to personally tell the creators and purchasers of the Green Dildo Token and the disgusting example of human trash who calls himself their spokesman. Congratulations. You have nothing to offer humanity and society. The entire world would be better off if you stopped being creative and picked up trash on beaches for the rest of your worthless lives instead. I know this won't stop you, but one day, I hope your mothers and sisters and daughters find out the type of men you are and treat you the way you deserve, to never engage with you in any way, shape, or form again. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.